This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has laid out guidelines Thursday for reopening the coronavirus-ravaged U.S. economy. Speaking at a White House briefing, the president said that states should take a phased approach to let Americans return to work as conditions allow.
Healthy Americans will now be able to return to work as conditions on the ground allow. Instead of a blanket shutdown, we will pursue a focus on sheltering the highest risk individuals.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, says the phased approach has specific benchmarks that areas will have to meet before going on to the next phase.
All visits to senior living facilities and hospitals should be continued to be prohibited. Large venues, including sit-down dining, can only be operated under strict physical distancing protocols and maintaining those 6 feet. Gyms could open if they, again, could adhere to strict physical distancing, and elective surgeries can resume on an outpatient basis.
The president's announcement came on a day when the Labor Department announced that more than 5 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. We get more from AP's Rita Foley.
5.2 million more Americans went on unemployment last week. That makes about 22 million in the past month. About one in seven workers have now lost their jobs. Layoffs are spreading well beyond the industries hit hard early on. Hotels, restaurants, retail stores, and entertainment. Now moving into a broader array of jobs like software programmer, legal assistant, and salesperson. Economists worry that about one-third of jobs in this country are vulnerable to virus-related layoffs. I'm Rita Foley.
This is VOA News.